Thank you. Stories. spaces and was lived together like one bead, and I saw that the sacred hoop of my people was one of many hoops that made one circle.
Why did they let the sacred hoop here?
And then Starlin.
Quietly. myriad of borders, powers which abide, the stars are created where all six apexes converge. Where all six apexes converge, being met halfway. Being met halfway, a holy speech. A holy speech as infinite. Cosmos collapsed into a single design, so God had to interfere. He called the parflesh maker to him. He said, "My girl, you are passed out in your chair at home, but I, the creator, have summoned you here." "What's the problem?" she says. Creator responds, "My girl, you have collapsed the whole entire universe. It is entirely in this bag." The parflesh maker says, "Then how can I be sitting here holding it?" Creator, puzzled, thinks for a while, until finally he says, "Maybe I'm the looping universe contained by the relentlessly uncontainable." The woman suddenly awakes from her dream, groggy, confused, and bored.
Suddenly awakes.
"What a strange dream I just had," she mutters to herself, holding up the just-finished parflesh bag in her lap. She peers inside, one eye into the darkness. "Hello?" she calls. "Is anybody there?" Meditation on a fallen star. Once long ago, there was a girl who could fly. She flew over everyone, especially in crowded places. She relayed that she was hitting an invisible ceiling. She relayed the ceiling did not exist. She could exit up and up and up until she hit a new ceiling. She relayed that she was hitting an invisible ceiling. She relayed the ceiling did not exist. She could exit up and up and up until she hit a new ceiling. And it was the stars. So the stars shattered. The light broke through.
feel it's burning. Dripping, I feel the long way of time change. Instead of seeing starlight, I can taste it. Is dreaming an emotion? Do I dream myself into being? Dreamily, I feel confined in my skin. Dreamingly, I desire to cascade my inner light back into a black hole of probability. Dreamy bits of awareness logged, I feel like dreamed.
I want to say a huge thank you to Suzanne for performing Listener for us tonight. I just want to read the brief description that Suzanne has written about it because I think that it's so poignant. She writes that Listener begins with a wanderer listening, an Oglala woman equipped with listening devices, which are passed down from women to women. Alone, her devices work in ways she cannot quite understand. They seem to listen farther than technologically possible, beyond time and place. She has a suspicion that she's receiving scrambled transmissions from a good place, but a far place, and she feels that they might listen back. So thanks again, Suzanne.